thanks for downloading news and commentary from KERA 90.1 Dallas-Fort Worth. You can get more information and support this service at kera.org.
Support for this public radio podcast comes from Vanguard, offering investments designed to help individuals and institutions reach their long-term financial goals. 1-888-VANGUARD.
Following the Board of Pardons and Parole's 6-1 recommendation, Governor Perry took his appointee's advice, commuting Foster's execution with just a few hours to spare. Perry said he gave the decision great and substantial consideration because Foster did not pull the trigger 10 years ago. Michael LaHood was murdered by Foster's accomplice, Mauricio Brown, who was executed last year. Foster drove the car in the robbery attempt and got the same sentence in the dual trial.
The real issue here is one of asking the legislature to look back at this issue of dual prosecution. Whether or not that is appropriate to taint one case with another and whether that's the correct legal approach or not, I happen to think there are some real concerns with that.
Kenneth Foster will now serve a sentence of life without parole. Bill Ziebel, KERA News.